music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the line now, I do have a girl, Katrina Redmond, and she's a wholesome food blogger and cookbook writer. Good afternoon, Katrina. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Al. I love that you called me a girl.
You are. I always sound like a girl to me anyway. Now, we talk about cookbooks and cooks and writing. I'm afraid I'm a bit of a Neanderthal and illiterate when it comes to the internet. So what's a blogger?
Okay. Well, I suppose a blogger is somebody who keeps an online diary that's available to the public. I suppose it's the easiest way to describe it. It's an online log or a diary. Now, for me, it's not necessarily a daily diary or a weekly or a monthly diary. It's when I have information that I want to share. Mm-hmm. I suppose it's the easiest way to describe it.
Okay. Now, your first book, Wholesome, was published by Mercia Press in 2014. That went really, really well for you, didn't it?
It did, yeah. It went really well. I suppose it was a book of its time, but it's a book that is always going to be handy to families who are living on a budget. I wrote it when I was living on a budget. I'm still living on a very tight budget. It's all designed around how to live well and eat well with a small amount of money. And I have an awful lot of followers of the blog online who would have bought the book and have found it extremely helpful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you talk about food there and making it economic. Healthy foods now to cook in the cold weather. I have to say, we didn't get the weather we were, I won't say promised, but threatened with last week. Snow, I mean, getting it in Spain, for God's sake. I was just looking at Spain in the paper yesterday in Menorca, and I can't remember the other place now, but thick snow. Anyway, it's fairly mild here. But healthy foods cooked during the cold weather, just in case we do get that really cold spell.
Well, there's nothing wrong with cooking the same way as our parents and grandparents cooked. There's nothing wrong with a stew, popping everything into a big stew pot and letting it simmer on the side and having it ready and taking a spoon from whenever somebody comes home from school or from work. I don't see anything wrong with that. A slow cooked bit of beef with some potatoes, some carrots, cabbage and turnip are in season at the moment. I live a little bit north of where you are, so I mm-hmm. live up in Balbriggan, and as I was coming home on the school run the other day, I saw the farmer had been out and he had picked his turnips, his cabbages and his cauliflowers. So if you keep an eye out in the local shops, you'll find your local vegetables. Pop them in and make the most of them. They're really warming and they're really nutritious. It's not that difficult to eat well if you buy an awful lot of fruits and vegetables, particularly when they're in season.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I've had cabbage over the past couple of weeks. Now, we have quite a lot, but in particular now, I've been eating it a couple of times a week and it's absolutely beautiful. Sometimes I'm sort of going, I don't know, but it's been absolutely gorgeous. It's been so nice to sort of eat it first on its own because it's so nice. So it's great to hear that about you. I'll try another few more. Of course, carrots and that. I'm not fond of parsnips and turnips. They're not the ones I tune into at all. I don't know why. Can I ask you something about roast potatoes, which I like? This has been a little bit selfish now. Sometimes I cook just for myself if the wife happens to be out somewhere or whatever. And I love roast potatoes maybe once, sometimes twice a week. But you cannot cook roast potatoes for one, sure you can't.
Of course you can. There's nothing wrong with cooking roast potatoes for one. And actually, what I'd say is, why not cook for two and then save the leftovers and make yourself a bit of bubble and squeak the next day? Love bubble and squeak. If you have leftover cabbage, leftover roast potatoes and a fried egg, sure, that's a meal on in itself.
Wow, yeah. Now, the wife often come in and I had a bit of steak and roast potatoes and carrots. You didn't sort of have the oven on for a few roast potatoes, did you? I said, yeah, I felt like it. So there's no other way of doing them, is there?
Well, no, there isn't. But I suppose, like, nowadays, ovens would be much lower energy use than they would have been a good few years ago. So you don't need to worry so much about putting the oven on. But on the other hand, my grandmother always said to me, don't waste the rungs on the oven. So if my oven is going on, I'll often have maybe some crumble or some stewed fruit on another shelf, and then maybe on the bottom I'll have a loaf of bread, and just to make the most of it and to make up all the energy. But then again, it doesn't use up as much energy now as it used to. So okay, six of one, half dozen of the other, do you know?
Maybe I'll start learning how to bake and do a cake at the same time or something like that. So do you cover all sort of cooking? I mean, I mentioned baking there. Do you bake as well, Katrina?
I do, yeah. So I bake bread for the family three or four times a week. So it's normally a soda loaf or a wholemeal brown loaf. I can work with yeast, but I find it's very hard to get the kind of loaf that I want. And then I'll cook biscuits, cakes. Birthday cakes are always on request. Cupcakes, all that kind of thing. I'm a big fan of crumbles and apple tarts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time of the year to be making them, actually, because they freeze really well as well.
Yeah,
so
you're making
whenever I have to.
You're making my mouth water here with the apple tarts. So you can see the cream on it already, and I have to put it in the oven and heating it up.
Okay. Oh, is it cream and custard or just cream on its own now?
I like cream on its own, but yeah, now I love custard too, so that's a new one for me, so I'll try that as well. Well, so what else are you got up to? I know there's other things that you're involved in.
We grow our own food. So at the moment, I'm just trying to prepare the allotment for the kind of the growing year ahead. I just took delivery of a new tree that I'm looking forward to testing out. I'm going to try and grow some Szechuan pepper this year. So that's very unusual. It's not something that's commonly grown in Ireland, but mm-hmm. I'm going to try it anyway. I hear it will go very well. We basically grow everything that we eat. So any of the vegetables that we mentioned already, you know, potatoes, turnips, carrots, cabbage, onions, you name it, we grow it. We have a polytunnel, so we grow stuff that you wouldn't normally find in Ireland in the polytunnel. So stuff like peaches, grapes, cherries, melons, kiwis. So all these kind of things we grow, and we're mad for the tomatoes.
You grow kiwis?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So kiwis grow on a vine. I always thought they came on a tree.
So did I. And I thought that you needed a particular temperature. That's why they're peculiar to one country.
And so did I, but apparently there's two different varieties of kiwis, and the variety that I have, it's Siberian kiwi, so it's used to being in the northern hemisphere, so it's completely different to kind of the brown, green, furry kiwis that you'd see in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
They're smaller, they're more berry-like, and you can eat skin much more easily without all of that fur, which I wouldn't be a fan of. But yeah, so kiwis grow on a vine, so they go in the polytunnel as well.
How long have you been growing your own food, Katrina?
This is our seventh year of growing our own food. Okay. But I learned that my granddad's knee, I think you might know him, Jimmy Shortall, the cyclist from Brooklyn.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So when I was growing up, he would have grown food in his back garden. So he would have grown onions and carrots and fruits and stuff like that. So I would have learned from him and from my grandmother on the other side. So when things started getting tight here, we decided we'd start growing our own food because we knew it was a great way to make sure that we got decent food into the kids without spending a fortune.
I'm just thinking now where I joked about the weather and stuff like that, snowing in Spain and all like that. The weather, the way it's sort of been rather temperate lately, and, you know, maybe the way it skips around in Ireland, it's a strange type of weather we seem to have here, year in, year out sometimes. Does it play around with the growing of stuff? I mean, birds are even getting confused now. Does it play around with you?
A little bit. It depends on what we're putting out. Last year, I planted out sweet corn, and within a half an hour of planting it out, we got a massive hailstorm, and I lost all of my sweet corn plants.
Wow.
Because they're very sensitive to the cold. So this year now, I'll probably keep them indoors a little bit longer. It's a bit strange. Like, I mean, I was up at the allotment there yesterday, and I picked some purple sprouting broccoli and some chard, and the ground was cold enough that it had kept my carrots and my beetroot over the winter. But the hotter stuff we're struggling with, the stuff that we really need hot temperatures for, we're struggling with because we don't really have any extremes anymore. Like cabbages and onions and garlic, they like a good, decent cold snap, a good frost. So we had that last week and we're probably going to have it this weekend. So that's good because they're kind of like our overwinter crops.
Yes,
but the stuff that we need decent heat for, stuff that I mentioned already, like tomatoes, melons, peaches, we're not getting that kind of high level of heat. So, which is why we really depend on growing them in the polytunnel.
Yeah, strange, isn't it, the way it's gone? Yeah. Have you any plans for writing another book soon? Because, I mean, that...
Yeah.
So, what sort of way... what way are you thinking on this one? You covered quite a lot of ground in the first one. Pardon?
I'm working on a couple of books at the moment. So, I have two cookbooks that I'm working on at the moment. And I'm hoping that I should have one of them with publishers in the next couple of weeks. And then I also have, I'm calling it kind of a non-fiction book, and I've got a fiction book I'm working on. I suppose writing is something that I really, really love doing. And really now for me, it's more about trying to set aside the time to work on it, because I've got kids. One of the eldest is doing her leaving cert this year. So it's all about trying to fit around my writing around the kids and what we're doing at home.
You sound too young to me to have a child that's doing the leaving. I really do. I'm amazed. And when you say fiction, is this going to be a thrillers, or what sort of fiction would you get into? I mean, isn't there something on the TV at the moment with the comedian about a chef who... I don't know what's going on in it, but Devious or something it's called. What sort of thriller? That's sort of going off the subject. But it's, you know what I mean? It's a chef that sort of gets up to things she shouldn't and all that. So what sort of a book would you be writing that's fiction?
I'm going to have to go and look up that series, because I hadn't heard of it.
Okay.
It sounds great.
Don French.
Okay, I'll go look it up. That sounds fantastic. But I suppose it will have kind of a strong food theme growing through it, because it's so much a part of who I am and what I do. Mm-hmm. But I'm not too sure exactly how to categorise it. I suppose I'll have to wait until I'm finished up on it. I'm kind of halfway through at the moment.
Oh, so great.
We'll see what way it goes.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to talking about that as well, because I can imagine a chef with a cleaver in her hands going after people. That sort of thing. And what other things are you doing as well? I mean, that's you seem to be spreading yourself out fairly well, and everything successfully.
Well, I don't know that everything is successfully, but I have to try everything. I really enjoy growing my own food, and I love sharing that with the people who would follow me on social media and read what I write. I think that's fantastic. And it's become a very much a big part of who I am and what my family does and what we do. So really, for me, the key thing that I want to do over the next couple of years is to reinforce the life skills that we've given to our kids, particularly the younger ones, who mm-hmm. small boys. So we do keep pigs as part of a community scheme. So we have a herd of pigs. We normally have between 10 and 12 pigs. We'll get our next set in the next 2 months, and that'll be something that will bring the kids up through. This will be the fifth year we'll have kept the pigs, and it'll be a much more opportunity now that they're older and much bigger to get involved and help with taking care of the pigs. So the life skills that we want to give the kids is, you know, to be able to grow their own food, to take care of themselves and to take care of others, to take care of animals, to be able to fend for themselves no matter what happens.
That includes cooking, of course.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a good way of doing it. It's a good way to delegate, so you can have a rest now and again.
Yeah.
They serve it up to you. That's the way it should be as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, I hope so, anyway.
Okay, sorry. Katrine, anything else for us?
Sorry?
Anything else for us?
No, I think that's it. I know it sounds very busy. I often say it's a bit like The Good Life, if you remember that old TV
I
show.
I do indeed, yeah.
But no goats.
Oh, no goats, okay.
So we can keep bees as well and, you know, make our own jams and chutneys and stuff. And it's all for our own consumption and for our lucky friends and neighbours.
Okay, well, you said you have the blogs and website and all that. So give us all the details so people can look you up.
Yep, so you'll find my blog, my website, it's called wholesome.ie. So if you take a look at wholesome.ie, you'll find me online. You'll find me on Facebook as Wholesome Ireland and on Twitter as wholesome.ie. But basically, look up my name, Katrina Redmond, you'll find me on search.
Okay, it's been always a pleasure talking to you, Katrina, and look forward to your next book and also the thriller that you're bringing out as well. Looking forward to reading that. Thanks very much, Katrina.
Thanks, Mel. Take care.
Bye. Bye. And that's Katrina Redmond, and she's a Wholesome Ireland. She has a blog and she has a cookbook out as well. So just look up Katrina Redmond and you'll find out all the details about her and some wonderful tips out there in cooking.